weeks and the start of the second week of the election campaign. Malcolm Turnbull has spent the day in Perth while Bill Shorten was in Victoria in Geelong. Penalty rates and the fate of the auto industry have been at the heart of the debate. Adam Bandt is the Greens spokesperson for employment, industry, treasury and the arts. Welcome back to RN Drive.
Evening.
You announced today that the Greens will legislate to preserve penalty rates. Isn't that entirely undermining the Fair Work Commission? It's the independent umpire. It's meant to make these decisions. And in fact, the decision's coming in coming months. But you're saying you don't care about their role.
Not at all. The Fair Work Commission is an independent body and plays a vital role. But like all creatures of statute, it carries out its duties within the confines set by the legislation. And that legislation is set by parliamentarians. And parliamentarians put in that legislation what they think the minimum standard is. So, for example, at the moment, we've got legislation that says you get 4 weeks minimum annual leave per year. I mean, if the logic of Bill Shorten's right, then we shouldn't have that in there in case at some point the Liberals come in the future and bring it down to three. I mean, it's a nonsense. The role of legislation is to set what society accepts as the minimum standards and then say to the Fair Work Commission, well, within those minimum standards is set by the legislation, you go away and work out how much should be paid in particular industries, whether tell us what you think the difference should be, you know, when between the firefighting industry versus the retail industry and the like. So the Independent Fair Work Commission would still have a very important role to play, but it would be within legislation that says, look, we still think there's something important about Sunday. It's not worth the same as Saturday. And we still think there's something important about the weekends. They're worth more than the weekdays.
The Prime Minister is grateful for you wedging Labor over penalty rates. Here he is earlier today.
What Labor is doing is quietly crab-walking to a position where they can do a deal with the Greens. That's what this is all about. He may say that it's all a dream. Well, as Adam Bandt said, dreams do come true.
What have you discussed with Labor on penalty rates? How far do you think they'd go to lock in penalty rates?
Well, this is a position that we're putting forward, and we have a lot of people, especially young people, that we represent who tell us that working those shifts on a Saturday and Sunday is really what allows them to get through uni, what allows them to pay rents at a time when housing affordability is a huge issue. And so there's you can have an abstract discussion about weekend rates, but at the end of the day, what it means is money in people's pockets and whether people who work those unsociable hours get properly remunerated for it. Now, we've got a pretty clear policy position, and we want to put some minimum standards into legislation, and I would hope that Labor would get behind it. I think that there's some in Labor who are supportive. This isn't about, in terms of Malcolm Turnbull, we know Malcolm Turnbull's agenda is to attack penalty rates, and that's precisely why we raise.
Where's the evidence that he's attacking penalty rates?
Look, the people who are behind Malcolm Turnbull, we've seen it with safe schools, we've seen it with climate change. They have one agenda when it comes to people's rights at work, and that's to
So it's based
them.
On past behaviour, is that the basis, or is it a policy that you're pointing to?
It's based on the Liberal members of Parliament that stand up at regular opportunities and write opinion pieces in the paper to say...
Okay, so you accept that there's no particular policy other than that they'd accept the Fair Work Commission. You're just saying that you think based on past form this is the case, because I don't know what you're pointing to.
Well, we know that there are several Liberal members of Parliament who would like to see penalty rates reduced. They've said as much in Parliament, they've said as much publicly. And we know that Malcolm Turnbull is beholden to the Conservative rump of his party, as we've seen on so many issues. So it would come as no surprise at all, if in the next Parliament those people who've been agitating behind the scenes in the Liberal Party have some success. And that's why we need to put some protection in legislation, in the same way that we do with annual leave, so that it makes it much, much more difficult for them to ever see that success, that change in position realised.
On RN Drive, my guest is Adam Bandt. He's the Greens spokesperson for employment, industry, treasury and the arts. He's called for legislation to protect penalty rates, something Labor Party is not supporting. 0418 226 576. That's our number if you want to join the conversation. Do you think it's a good idea to legislate to protect penalty rates, or do you back an alternative view, particularly the one being raised today by the opposition leader, Bill Shorten? If your position isn't all about politics, Adam Bandt, why haven't the Greens put in a submission to the Fair Work Commission on this? Because your legislation's not going to get support, but a submission may have had a bit more success.
Well, legislation that we've put up on people's rights at work has in fact got support in the past. It's passed and become law. We've enabled firefighters who get sick from cancer, for example, to get easier access to compensation. That's law that we put up, and Labor supported that, and in fact Liberal came around and supported it as well. It's highly unusual for political parties to be making submissions to the Fair Work Commission during the course of its deliberations, and so that's why we haven't done it.
So you don't think it's appropriate? It's highly unusual, but is it appropriate?
In Parliament is to pass laws and then let the Fair Work Commission go and do its job. And as I said, the real question is...
trying to stop it doing its job. You want to intervene.
No, we're trying to say that, at the moment, the real question here is about pay rates for Sundays. What's happening at the moment is the legislation says when the Fair Work Commission sets minimum rates for awards, it says in the legislation that it should take into account that people should get paid more for working on weekends, to put it in shorthand. What it doesn't say is, so already that's in there, and so Bill Shorten's argument falls at the first hurdle. You've already got legislated minimum standards in the Fair Work Act that say some days should be paid more than others. What it doesn't say when it comes to weekends is whether Saturday should be paid any more than Sunday. Now, there are a number of employer groups who are saying they want to make the Sunday rate the same as the Saturday rate. And we're arguing that would devastate many people, and especially many young people. So we're saying a simple change to the legislation that says, look, when it comes to setting weekends, Sunday should be paid more than Saturday, and let the Fair Work Commission do its job as to how much in each particular industry and the like, and set the particular hourly rates of pay. That seems to me to be eminently uncontroversial.
And as the Prime Minister has reminded us, you did say that dreams come true in terms of a Labor Greens government. But doesn't that dream of yours become ever more unlikely the more you talk about it? Because each time, Labor is forced to reject the idea, making it that much harder for them to win government. You say you prefer a progressive government, you prefer Labor to win because you're more interested in doing a deal with them than you are the coalition. But aren't you actually making their case for government more difficult every day that you disrupt their message by putting that on the table?
I think the opposite. I think we're making the point that if we do find ourselves, as in 2010, in a balance of power situation, that we're telling people what our approach to it would be. And I think people are entitled to know that before they vote. And we're making it clear that the Greens would operate responsibly, and our priority would be stable and effective and progressive government. There's probably even some lessons that can be learned from last time about how
to
do things
better. So you don't accept that in mainstream Australia, that deal that you did with the Gillard government is still rather toxic, and that's why Labor's running a mile?
Well, I think what was toxic was the Labor Party chopping and changing leaders that made it very, very difficult to present an air of stability. What's happening in the Parliament wasn't destabilising. It was a very, very productive Parliament. What contributed to the air of destabilisation was the fact that Labor was turning on its own, and they.
So you don't accept at all that it disrupts Bill Shorten's ability to form government, to make a case for government every day that you talk about a Labor Greens alliance.
Well, we've been out talking today about protecting people's rights at work. We've been talking about climate change and taking action on that. We've been talking about the need for better treatment of people.
I know what you've been talking about. I asked you a specific question, Adam. I said, do you think that it makes his case difficult? I mean, the way I observe these things is Malcolm Turnbull seems to get excited every time that you or Richard Di Natale raises it. So it gives me the impression that it's almost a free kick for the Liberal Party.
Well, we're trying to talk about the issues that matter at this election, like climate change, gap between rich and poor, and people coming here seeking our help and how we can give them more decent treatment. And people sometimes say to us as the Greens, well, how are you going to put those ideas into practice? And we're saying, well, with polls suggesting that it could be a very close election, we want to tell you where we stand and the approach that we would take. And I actually think that's the responsible thing to do.
Adam Bant, many thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, Patricia.
That's the Greens spokesperson for Employment, Industry, Treasury and the Arts, Adam Bant. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis. 0418 226 576 is our number. The Greens want to protect penalty rates with new legislation. Bill Shorten says legislation isn't necessary, that it's actually the Fair Work Commission that makes that decision. And And has even gone further today saying that, you know, if they're not happy, if the Fair Work Commission does slash penalty rates, that Labor in government would make a further strident submission saying that they don't think that's the right decision. What do you make of all of that? Have you been concentrating on it? Do you think any of it is even remotely interesting? 0418 226 576, that's our number. You can also tweet us at RN Drive.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.